Words Are My Matter, Writings About Life and Books, 2000 to 2016, with A Journal of a Writer's Week, by Ursula K. Le Guin. DB 87601. Copyright 2016 by Ursula K. Le Guin, read by Faith Potts. This book contains 316 pages. Approximate reading time, 13 hours, 10 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to, at level 1, the contents, poem, foreword, parts, and acknowledgments. At level 2, the sections and days. And at level 3, the subsections and the sections within the days. Library of Congress Annotation. A collection of talks, essays, introductions, and book reviews from the well-known award-winning science fiction author. These pieces focus on investigating the depth and breadth of contemporary fiction to explore the world through the lens of deep consideration. 2016. From the Book Jacket. Hard times are coming when we'll be wanting the voices of writers who can see alternatives to how we live now, can see through our fear-stricken society and its obsessive technologies to other ways of being, and even imagine real grounds for hope. We'll need writers who can remember freedom, poets, visionaries, realists of a larger reality. We need writers who know the difference between production of a market commodity and the practice of an art, developing written material to suit sales strategies in order to maximize corporate profit and advertising revenue is not the same thing as responsible book publishing or authorship. Note, from Freedom, a speech and acceptance of the National Book Foundation Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters. End of note. Words Are My Matter collects talks, essays, introductions to beloved books, and book reviews by Ursula K. Le Guin, one of our foremost public literary intellectuals. Words Are My Matter is essential reading. It is a manual for investigating the depth and breadth of contemporary fiction and, through the lens of deep considerations of contemporary writing, a way of exploring the world we are all living in. Le Guin is one of those authors, and this is another of her moments. She has published more than 60 books, ranging from fiction to nonfiction, children's books to poetry, and has received many Lifetime Achievement Awards, including the Library of Congress Living Legends Award. This year her publications include 3 survey collections, The Found and the Lost, The Collected Novellas, The Unreal and the Real, The Selected Short Stories, and The Complete Orsinia, Malafrena, Stories and Songs, Library of America. About the author. Ursula Kroeber Le Guin was born in 1929 in Berkeley and lives in Portland, Oregon. As of 2017, she will have published 23 novels, 12 collections of stories, 5 books of essays, 13 books for children, 9 volumes of poetry, and 4 of translation. Among her numerous honors and awards are the Hugo, Nebula, National Book Award, Penn Malamud, Library of Congress Living Legend, and National Book Foundation Medal. Recent publications include Steering the Craft, The Found and the Lost, The Collected Novellas, and Late in the Day, Poems, 2010 to 2014. Her website is ursulakleguin.com. Other books by Ursula K. Le Guin. Essays and talks, including Dancing at the Edge of the World, Thoughts on Words, Women, Places, The Language of the Night, Essays on Fantasy and Science Fiction, Steering the Craft, A 21st Century Guide to Sailing the Sea of Story, The Wave in the Mind, Talks and Essays on the Writer, the Reader, and the Imagination, Cheek by Jowl. Poetry, including Wild Angels, Walking in Cornwall, chapbook. Till I and Tillisas, chapbook with Theodora Kroeber. Hard Words, In the Red Zone, chapbook with Hank Pander. Wild Oats and Fireweed. No Boats, chapbook. Blue Moon over Thurman Street with Roger Dorband. Going Out with Peacocks. 60-odd. Out Here, Poems and Images from Steen's Mountain Country with Roger Dorband. By Ursula K. Le Guin, author, Roger Dorband. Incredible Good Fortune. Finding My Elegy, New and Selected Poems. Contents. Foreword, page Roman numeral 1. Talks, essays, and occasional pieces, page 1. Including The Operating Instructions, page 3. What It Was Like, page 7. Genre, A Word Only a Frenchman Could Love, page 9. Things Not Actually Present, page 16. A Response, by Ansible from Charles Setti, page 21. The Beast in the Book, page 26. Inventing Languages, page 35. How to Read a Poem, Grey Goose and Gander, page 41. On David Hensel's Submission to the Royal Academy of Art, page 44. On Serious Literature, page 45. Teasing Myself Out of Thought, page 47. Living in a Work of Art, page 51. Staying Awake, page 66. Great Nature's Second Course, page 75. What Women Know, page 81. Disappearing Grandmothers, page 88. Learning to Write Science Fiction from Virginia Woolf, page 95. The Death of the Book, page 97. Le Guin's Hypothesis, page 104. Making Up Stories, page 107. Freedom, page 113. Book Introductions and Notes on Writers, page 115, including A Very Good American Novel, H. L. Davis's Honey in the Horn, page 116. Philip K. Dick, The Man in the High Castle, page 120. Huxley's Bad Trip, page 127. Stanislaw Lem, Solaris, page 133. George MacDonald, The Princess and the Goblin, page 137. The Wild Winds of Possibility, Vonda McIntyre's Dream Snake, page 139. Getting It Right, Charles L. McNichols's Crazy Weather, page 143. On Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago, page 149. Examples of Dignity, Thoughts on the Work of José Saramago, page 151. Arkady and Boris Strugatsky, Roadside Picnic, page 165. Jack Vance, The Language of Pau, page 169. H.G. Wells, The First Men in the Moon, page 173. H.G. Wells, The Time Machine, page 179. Wells's Worlds, page 184. Book Reviews, page 191, including Margaret Atwood, Moral Disorder, page 192. Margaret Atwood, The Year of the Flood, page 195. Margaret Atwood, Stone Mattress, page 200. J.G. Ballard, Kingdom Come, page 203. Roberto Bolaño, Monsieur Pain, page 206. T.C. Boyle, When the Killing's Done, page 209. Geraldine Brooks, People of the Book, page 212. Italo Calvino, The Complete Cosmocomics, page 215. Margaret Drabble, The Sea Lady, page 219. Carol Emswiller, Le Doit, page 222. Alan Garner, Boneland, page 227. Kent Harriff, Benediction, page 230. Kent Harriff, Our Souls at Night, page 233. Tove Janssen, The True Deceiver, page 236. Barbara Kingsolver, Flight Behavior, page 239. Chang Rae Lee, On Such a Full Sea, page 243. Doris Lessing, The Cleft, page 246. Donna Leon, Suffer the Little Children, page 249. Jan Martel, The High Mountains of Portugal, page 251. China Mieville, Embassy Town, page 254. China Mieville, Three Moments of an Explosion, page 257. David Mitchell, The Bone Clocks, page 260. Jan Morris, Havre, page 264. Julie Otsuka, The Buddha in the Attic, page 268. Salman Rushdie, The Enchantress of Florence, page 272. Salman Rushdie, 2 years, 8 months, and 28 nights, page 276. José Saramago, Raised from the Ground, page 281. José Saramago, Skylight, page 285. Sylvia Townsend Warner, Dorset Stories, page 288. Joe Walton, Among Others, page 291. Jeanette Winterson, The Stone Gods, page 294. Stefan Zweig, The Post Office Girl, page 297. The Hope of Rabbits, A Journal of a Writer's Week, page 301.